Are you willing to leave everything behind to follow Jesus? We're going to discuss it on this episode of The Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned, relax, here we go. Greetings and welcome to the Friday edition of the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to have you with me here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about following Jesus. Yes, we are followers of Jesus. It's very easy to say that, but are we really willing to leave everything behind? Everything that means something to us, everything that we cling to, everything that holds us back from following Jesus completely. Are we willing to do that? We'll discuss it today. It sounds a little bit scary, but honestly, if we are truly going to follow Jesus, we have to be willing to do that. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. It doesn't mean you have to leave your family. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job. But what it means is that you really do have to be dedicated to Jesus. He has to be number one in your life. And you've probably realized, as I have, that that's not easy sometimes. Sometimes it's very challenging. We're also going to look at, since today is a big day, today is the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist, or officially referred to as the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. This is a big day. This is a great day of celebration in the church. This is a solemnity, which means it's the highest holy day given by the church. If you're someone who does penance, some of us don't eat meat on Friday in as a sign of embracing the fact that Christ died on the cross. It's a penitential day. Today, that doesn't apply. Today's not a penitential day. Today is a solemnity. So go out and celebrate, enjoy yourself, and celebrate the life of St. John the Baptist. We're going to talk a little bit more about him. I want to do Sunday's Mass readings because they're really powerful, but I want to focus a little bit on St. John the Baptist because I think he deserves it. He's a great example. So we'll look at some of the readings for the solemnity of St. John the Baptist. Okay, does that sound good? Great to be here with you today. I am pre-recording this program. Technically, when you're listening to this, I'll be in Fredericksburg, Virginia, speaking at the National Homeschool Conference, the IHM National Homeschool Conference. Really cool opportunity. I love doing this. We are homeschooling parents, so it's great to be able to get out and to speak to our fellow homeschoolers. I have my family at the talk with me. I'll be back on Monday, God willing. We'll continue the shows then. If you have anything, if there's anything that I could do for you over the weekend, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know whatever you need, and I will do my best to get back to you if you need an immediate answer. Now, we're going to pray. We're going to then look at the readings, because we've got a lot of readings today. If you like Scripture, you're going to get a super-duper dose of Scripture on the program today. I love it when I get to preach the good news as contained in the Bible. So I'm excited about this show. I always like the Friday shows as we anticipate the Sunday reading. Sunday is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, to put it into perspective, there are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time. There are 33 Sundays. The 34th Sunday is the celebration of the Solemnity of Christ the King. That wraps up the church year, and then we begin Advent. Well, we're not there yet, but I always like to give you an idea of where we are in the liturgical year. So that's what's going on there. Let's see, any news? Check my schedule on followingthetruth.com if you're looking for some of my upcoming appearances. I have several appearances coming up throughout the summer, including the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. If you are a worrier and you're looking for some relief, I can't recommend this strongly enough. This is the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia suburbs. We did the first one last year, and it was a big hit. They brought me back, and I really can't take the credit for this. All I did was organize it. I gave 5 talks, and by the way, I will give 5 brand new talks this year. But I give all the credit to the Holy Spirit and our Lord for being there for me and really reaching out and helping so many of us who struggle with anxiety. There is hope. If you're someone who struggles with anxiety, please believe me that there is hope, that you can feel peace. You're going to have to do some work. There is no doubt you got to do something, and you can do what you can. We can control our thoughts to a certain degree. We can control what we do. Instead of worrying, I can pray. What I can't control is my emotions. So I can't control the fear that I might feel. So you don't worry about that. Literally, you don't worry about that. But the point is, you can't control the way you feel, so you don't need to. You control what you can. Instead of worrying, pray. Instead of letting your mind run wild, fearing the future, you open up your Bible and you read the Gospels. You let the Lord speak to you. So there are things you can do. So that's the kind of thing we talk about on this retreat. We have adoration, we have Mass, we have confession, we have community. We share with one another. It was a really special time. So check it out if you're interested. Followingthetruth.com is my website. There is a banner right on the homepage. Click on that. It'll take you to the Malvern Retreat House website, and you can find out more information, including you can see all the talks that I'll be giving, as well as you will be able to register for the retreat there. So good. We had good food. We had good accommodations. It's in August. So the best thing of all is we are in the air-conditioned part of the retreat house. Yay. You know, that's nice. The retreat house is a wonderful place, but it's not all air-conditioned. But where we are in the Family Life Center. It is completely air-conditioned, and it's very, very nice there. I really think you'll enjoy it. So check that out if you're interested. Also, keep in mind, if you would like to support my work, followingthetruth.com, click on the Donate tab. You can donate a one-time amount. You can become a monthly sponsor. You can order Mystic Monk Coffee. You could go to Amazon.com through the link on my website. And every time you do that, it helps me. It generates a little bit of a small profit for any purchase you make. These are all ways you can help me. Plus, you can pray. I really could use your prayers. Full-time ministry gets to be challenging sometime. Without a doubt, it's the greatest job I've ever had. But this is why I need you. I need you to partner with me. I really do. You need to become a part of this. You know, a lot of times people think that it's me doing all the work, but I'm not. Without you, this show wouldn't be in existence. I'll tell you that right now. So you are already partnering with me. Every time you make a contribution, you're sharing in my work. And if you think what I do has merit, then I really invite you strongly to help me to continue to proclaim the good news. I'm going to do what I can. I promise you that. I'm going to give it my best shot. But unfortunately, the money situation is challenging. And that's why I ask you to help me out. We need to get this gospel message out there. The world is a sad place. People are hurting. People are living in godless ways. That's the way of the world. People have forgotten or don't even know about Jesus. They need to hear that there is an alternative. And Christ is the alternative. He's a countercultural idea now. His ideas, I should say, are countercultural. The ideas of Jesus go against the ideas of society. But we need those ideas out there, because if you look around you, you realize that this world is a mess. It's a mess. So thank you in advance for anything you could do. Followingthetruth.com, just click on donate, and you can do it all right from there. So I'm very grateful for your support. Beverage du jour today. Here we go. Now, even though I'm drinking out of my Mystic mug, double-handled coffee mug, I am actually drinking Krispy Kreme coffee today. We're switching it up a little bit, catching you off guard. If you like good coffee, though, check out Mystic Monk Coffee. You will not be disappointed. Okay, good news. We are about to turn to the Lord and pray. Let's put ourselves into His presence and ask for His assistance. Let's thank Him for what He has done for us. And let's continue to turn to Him and ask Him what we can do to serve Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us. We especially thank you today for the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, who has redeemed us, who has opened up the gates of heaven for us, and who continues to walk with us and make Himself fully present in the Eucharist. That's a great gift, Father, and we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of your love. We just thank you for always being there for us, for loving us unconditionally. The fact that there is nothing that I can do to change that is a beautiful thing. So I'm very grateful for that, Father, and we ask you to continue to bless us, to surround us with the grace that we need to continue walking on the road that will one day lead to eternal life in heaven with you. We understand that it's not a given that we end up in heaven, so that we need your help. We need your help, and we ask you to continue to lead us not into temptation. Protect us from all the temptations around us, and grant us the grace to be able to follow your will always. Father in heaven, we ask you to help those who are sick. So many people who are sick and are suffering need to feel your peace. They need the healing that you wish to give them. You may wish that they be healed physically. You may wish that they be healed spiritually. However you feel they need to be healed, we ask you to heal them. We ask you to help those who are lonely tonight. We ask you to help those who are anxious. We ask you to help those who are dealing with addictions. We ask you to heal those who have fallen victim to doubt or despair, those who think everything is hopeless. Please restore their hope, Father. Please help anyone who is struggling financially, as well as anyone who is dealing with religious persecution or weather-related problems. Help all who are homeless, all who are homebound, all who are living in extreme poverty around the world. Let us know, Father, how we can help those people who are really struggling, who are living in poverty. You give us the great opportunity to help them. Please grant us the courage to be able to do that. Oftentimes we're afraid to part with our money. Please let us know that it's up to us to feed people who are starving, who can't eat, who have no food to eat. Father, we ask that you accept our own personal intentions. You know what they are. Please answer them in the best way possible. Also, Father, we ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please inspire our government leaders to follow your laws and not their own ambitions, not their own pursuits. May they govern keeping your laws in mind. We pray for peace in the world, that all men may live in harmony as you desire, Father. Father, I give you this program. This is yours. Thank you for allowing me to be on the air. I give this show to you, and I ask you to speak through me. Send your Holy Spirit. Allow him to speak the words that you wish me to speak tonight. And please open our minds and hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, who also loves us so much, and we ask her to pray for us with the familiar words, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Good Saint, Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I love it when we pray. Thank you for praying with me. You are listening to the Gary Zimak Show. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch the podcast on iTunes and TuneIn Radio as well. However it works for you, that's fine. I'm looking to find different ways to release the program. We're going to try to get it into a few more platforms to make it really, really easy for you to listen to it wherever you are. I want it to be really hard for you to get away from me. You know what I mean? but it's great to be with you here. We're now in our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each night. We talk about Jesus. We talk about his Catholic Church. We talk about walking with the Lord. I think that's such an important concept for us to remember. It is so easy to forget, isn't it? So easy to forget. We can walk with the Lord in church, but the minute we start to face problems in our life, it becomes more challenging. So that's what we talk about. I want it to be a practical show. I want this program to help you. And God willing, I'm going to keep doing this show for as long as I can. If you need anything, or if you want to bring me out to your parish to speak, you can do that by going to Gary at followingthetruth.com or visiting the website followingthetruth.com. Okay, St. John the Baptist. Today is the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Here's a little description from the Magnificat, a magazine that contains the daily Mass readings, about this solemnity and why this is a big deal. Why does the Church celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist? Because John surpasses all the prophets, of whom he is the last. He goes before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. John the Baptist is the Lord's immediate precursor or forerunner, sent to prepare his way, who inaugurates the gospel from his mother's womb. John the Baptist proclaims the imminence of the consolation of Israel. He is the voice of the consoler who is coming. With John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit begins the restoration to man of the divine likeness. To put it in really imperfect layman's terms, John the Baptist is the opening act for Jesus. Right? I remember when I was younger, don't do this anymore, but when I was younger, I would go to see concerts, and you'd have the opening act, and as the opening act took the stage, you realized that the main event is coming up soon. Whoever you came to see, the headliner is going to be on soon. So it's exciting. John the Baptist is the last of the prophets. He is the guy saying, okay, the Savior is about to enter the world. And John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. From John's Gospel, here is the entrance antiphon for today's Mass. A man was sent from God whose name was John. He came to testify to the light, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. Now you and I have the same role. We are called to bring Jesus to those around us. John the Baptist was willing to put it all on the line. Eventually, it cost him his life to call attention to Jesus, to bring Jesus to those around him. You're called to do that too. I'm called to do that too. Oftentimes, though, what we do is when the going gets a little too tough, when we struggle, when people don't like to hear what we have to say, we back off. If we're really going to follow Jesus, right? If we're really going to follow Jesus, we got to do it all the way. We're either all in or we're not in at all. That's the way it is when we follow Jesus. And you're going to hear this in the readings today. So St. John the Baptist, pray for us, because oftentimes we fail. We bail when the going gets tough. But we can't do that. And therefore, we need help. You know, it's like I always tell you. It's not the end of the world when you realize you're weak and you don't have the stick-to-itiveness that's necessary. But it reminds you that you're human and that you should ask for help. If you try to do it yourself, you're going to fail. So don't try to do it yourself. Ask for help. Let's look at so that was a little bit about St. John the Baptist. I don't want to go into too much because I want to do these Sunday Mass readings. Let's look at these readings for the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The message is this: Jesus asks us, he invites us to follow him. Are you willing to do it? Or do you keep looking back? Do you keep looking back at the way your life was before? Are you scared? Are you not willing to leave your comfort zone? Well, if so, you'll never be able to follow him. Let's look at these readings. The first reading from Sunday's Mass is from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, beginning in verse 16. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel Meholah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh, and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. Now, this is an example of leaving the past behind. Elisha was anointed. He was anointed by the Lord to take over for the prophet Elijah. And what happened was, when he was anointed, when he was encountered by Elijah, the prophet, he said, "Please let me kiss my father and mother goodbye." And Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" In other words, why aren't you following all the way? Are you willing to do this or not? Then Elisha left him, took the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. In other words, he was leaving the past behind. He left and he followed the request of the Lord to be a prophet as given through Elijah. See, he was succeeding him, but he followed the call. And you're going to see this in the gospel today. This first reading sets up the gospel nicely. Psalm 16, "You are my inheritance, O Lord. Keep me, O Lord, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me, with him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. Because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, and delights at your right hand forever." If we are truly going to follow Jesus, which is something I think we want to do, right? You're not going to be listening to this show if you're not taking your relationship and your call from Jesus seriously. But in order to do that, what you'll have to accept is that there will be some loss of comfort. You can either have your comfort here in this life, and let's face it, there is not a lot of comfort, but you can think you're getting some comfort here by not following Jesus completely, because sometimes he's going to ask you to do things you don't want to do. You're not going to suffer completely by following Jesus, but there is a loss of comfort there. In the end, though, you're going to have all the comfort you need, but you're just not going to have it now. You're going to have it in heaven. However, in this world, when you follow Jesus, but when you follow him fully, when you really commit to following him, you will experience great peace. Maybe not complete comfort, but you will be able to experience great peace by following Jesus. Second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, beginning in chapter 5, verse 1. "Brothers and sisters, for freedom from Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law." The message here is it's really clear. The message here is that you can either live according to the flesh or you can live led by the Spirit. That same Holy Spirit who drove Jesus to do what he did is alive in you. You received the Holy Spirit when you were baptized, and then you received the Holy Spirit when you were baptized, and then when you were confirmed, that Holy Spirit and his gifts was strengthened in you. So you have the power within you. You will have the power within you to live as Jesus did, following the will of the Father. But what's the danger? The danger is you're going to succumb to that slavery to sin, that slavery to the desires of the flesh. That's a real danger. How do you avoid it? You keep close to Jesus. You talk to him every day. You receive him in the Eucharist as often as possible. You go to confession. You read the Bible. You spend time in Eucharistic adoration. If you ask the Blessed Mother for help. You lean on the wisdom of the church. You do these things and stay close to the Lord, and you're going to be able to keep going. Pray for the Holy Spirit to come alive in you. These gifts that you've been given, they could be lying dormant. You need to stir them up. You need to get them alive in you. Because otherwise, you could easily go back to the way you were. Oh, well, at least it wasn't too difficult when I never had to reach out. I never went to the extra activities at church. I never reached out to the people who need me. It was easier that way. It's better to just, I could just watch TV. I could go on the internet. I could, you know, we could just easily avoid what the Lord is calling us to do. But you're also going to avoid great peace in this life. It's a paradox, isn't it? You give up comfort and yet you're going to be peaceful. Let me tell you, it's true. This is a lesson that I've learned. And it really is true. Let's look at the gospel. The gospel lays it on the line. Luke 9, 51 through 62. We need to hear this. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another he said, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my Father. But he answered him, Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to my family at home. To him Jesus said, No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, I'll tell you, that's a tough message, isn't it? It sounds a little bit harsh. It sounds scary, but it's true. Once you commit to following Jesus, your life's going to change. You're going to be blessed in ways that you can't imagine. But there are things that you've got to leave behind. In particular, those things that are holding you back from following the Lord completely. So I challenge you tonight, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't advise that you do this unless I thought it was worth it. I challenge you tonight to tell Jesus, yes, I will follow you. Will you do that? And if you struggle with it, we have something coming up in September called Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, where you give your life to the Blessed Mother so that she can help you follow Jesus more fully. After you make the commitment and say, yes, Jesus, I will follow you, you're going to fall off the wagon sometimes. It happens. But once you get the Blessed Mother involved, she's an insurance policy. And she knows when you slip up. And she's going to help you continue to follow him even when it gets difficult. So I would strongly recommend Total Consecration. I love this gospel. I love these readings. What a great message. And remember, ask St. John the Baptist to help you. To help you continue to follow the Lord even when the going gets tough. That's the mark of a true disciple. I am just about out of time. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. God willing, I'll be back on Monday, and we'll get to do this again. I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.